The best mix in the morning show, 98.3 The Coast. I'm Brittany Stiles with Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. So for a lot of us, the Christmas thing is over. We had like 5 celebrations, and sometimes they carry over into January, but this year we got them all in. A recent survey, 68% of people claim they've re-gifted or considered re-gifting a holiday present. This is kind of always one of those great debates. Is it okay? Is it not okay? Is it acceptable? Do you get caught? Martha Stewart also recently said that you always get caught. But I don't think I agree with that. I feel like if you get a gift that does not really make sense for you, but immediately it makes you think of somebody else, why not? Why not re-gift it to that person? They'll actually use it. This also revealed that coworkers are the most common recipients of re-gifted gifts, followed by then family members and service providers such as like mail carriers, home maintenance people, UPS drivers. Had a lot of those coming to our door. And this survey also asked people what they believe is the most common reason for a person to give a bad gift, that those might end up in a re-gifting pile. The majority of respondents cited lack of creativity as the key reason for giving poor gifts, followed by procrastination. I would think it's more procrastination than lack of creativity, but that's just me personally speaking about my own issues. That's Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Huey Lewis in the news, plus Justin Timberlake coming up on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show.